At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
President Trump had another lengthy session with reporters this morning. They were celebrating the 90th anniversary of Social Security, but he was asked, and, you know, I mean, look, this guy is available to the media on a regular basis, but he was asked about some of the Russiagate docs that were revealed and some of the things that Tulsi Gabbard had to say a couple of weeks ago.
What's your reaction to the latest declassification? And in your view, sir, what does real accountability look like for the players?
It's incredible what we're finding. Absolute proof of guilt. And we'll see what happens. But Clapper and Comey and that whole group of criminals, they're criminals. And they made it very tough. You know, they did the fake Russia witch hunt that lasted for 2 years. And I got totally exonerated. There was no doubt about it. They should have done it in 1 day, not 2 years. But it was a whole scheme to try and demean Trump so that I couldn't win an election. And that is a criminal group of people. They're sick people, and they're criminals, and they should be taken care of.
So the declassified documents reveal that U.S. intelligence leaders concealed high-level doubts about one of the foundational allegations in all of this, that Russia stole and leaked Democrat Party material to help Trump defeat Hillary Clinton. The undisclosed dissent about the hacking activities in the 2016 election is among several revelations that were released by Tulsi Gabbard. But of course, if you were reading The Washington Post, The New York Times, or some of the legacy media, you'd never realize that this was even a story. Now, there has been some good reporting about this. I had Peter Zane on a couple of nights ago from Real Clear Investigations. I know that he was one of the editors on a piece that Aaron Maté at Real Clear Investigations did. Aaron did some good reporting on this, and it was very different than The New York Times. Frank Mealy is with me tonight. He's done some good reporting on this. He's the retired editor of the Daily Interlake in Montana. He writes for Real Clear Politics, and he wrote about this very topic. Frank, welcome back. I hope all is well in your world.
I am so glad that you're back, because with everything that has been going on, I have a feeling that, you know, if you had been there, none of this would have happened, and we would have had a country that was all one piece still.
I don't know about that, but this is kind of fascinating, especially as you point out in your piece, Frank, that the reporting that's done by Aaron and some of the other folks out there is a little different than the New York Times, who keeps trying to cover up for their mistakes in the past on this story originally, aren't they?
Absolutely. I mean, the whole Russiagate scenario began back in 2016, when Hillary Clinton's campaign was doddering like she was, and the media, which clearly was behind her, grabbed onto this manufactured hoax and wouldn't let it go, you know. Basically, the whole idea that, you know, Russia was behind it, you know, came from Hillary Clinton's campaign with this CrowdStrike analyzing her server that she was, you know, illegally using for her Secretary of State role, and telling the FBI, well, you know, we looked at this server and it looks like Russia hacked it. And the FBI, you know, somehow without doing any work of its own, accepted that. And the media was leaked stories saying Russia did it. And they ran with it without ever doing any actual investigations themselves, other than listening to the spy agencies that we now know were corrupt as sin.
And as you point out, you know, just focusing, let's not focus on the players right now. Let's focus on NBC, CNN, MSNBC, The New York Times. They'll never really be held accountable for their part in propagating this whole fake collusion story. And they still act as if, and here's one of the lines that's being used even this week with the situation in D.C. with the National Guard coming in. They want to, you know, and I had a montage that I played yesterday and the day before. They want to keep throwing shade toward, you know, this is just Trump trying to draw attention away from Jeffrey Epstein, et cetera, right? This is more fake news from a crazy person. Yeah, exactly.
The distraction hoax.
So where do you think this actually takes us? Because Pam Bondi says there's going to be a grand jury probe. You know, you got people like Brennan Clapper, Comey. I don't know if Hillary's going to be called, but they're going to try to get convictions here, at least indictments, right?
Oh, absolutely. If they don't, they're missing a major, you know, part of what people elected them to do. Nobody wants to see bad guys get away with bad stuff. So, yeah, they better. And I'm starting to think maybe Trump was right that the Epstein thing is a distraction, you know, to borrow that phrase from the Democrats, because, you know, Epstein bad, but coup against the United States government, really bad. And, you know, we were getting distracted from what was going on. And like you said, you know, the networks gave like 3 minutes to this story, which is huge. And, you know, compared to the hours and hours and hundreds of hours that they devoted to trying to prove that Trump was a puppet of Putin. So it's ridiculous. And they get away with it because the First Amendment gives them a shield. But it's a shame.
But you know, you point this out in your column, and I probably even talked to you about this back then, but you wrote about this from the very beginning, and your gut check was that something was certainly off with this narrative, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. I remember listening to Trump's impromptu press conference where he was coming out to defend himself against charges that he was, you know, a Russian agent, and toward the end of it, he threw a little joke out about, gee, Russia, if you've got Hillary's emails, you know, the press would love to see them. And, you know, I laughed. Everybody who understands humor laughed because Trump was just doing a riff. But immediately the mainstream media was like, oh, Trump really is a Russian agent, or he wouldn't be able to tell Putin to release the emails. It was absurd. First of all, we all thought at that time that the FBI had the server, you know, that they were doing a real investigation, and the server was long since unplugged. It turns out, no, the FBI didn't even have it. It was Hillary Clinton's campaign that still had it. So the idea that Russians were doing anything was so absurd. And so within 10 days of that happening, I wrote a column, and I called it Mediagate.
Yeah.
because the real, you know, scandal was that we had a media that didn't know how to do its job or refused to do its job. And they, you know, they had this, you know, mission, holy mission from God to put Hillary Clinton in the White House, and they were going to do it, by God.
Yeah. So, you know, I'm that was almost 10 years ago, right? That was 2016.
Yeah.
And as you correctly asserted then, and I think we've learned a lot since, not only on this story, it wasn't about Trump colluding with the Russians. It was about the media colluding with the Democrats and the intelligence community to cripple the.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Candidacy of Donald Trump. And they kept doing it last year. I mean, we probably haven't even talked in great detail about the books that came out in the spring and all the details of Joe Biden's being, you know, inadequately cognitively aware of what he was doing. But again, that's a repeat story. These are all very consistent. COVID's another one. And I know you cited in your column, and I'm a big fan of Schellenberger and Matt Taibbi, two guys that are far from being or have records of being conservative or empathetic to Republicans, but came out and started seeing the facts of some of these stories and had to report them accurately.
Yeah, absolutely. And meanwhile, the New York Times, the what do you call it, the centerpiece of fake news in the country, comes out with a story saying, oh, the emails that Tulsi Gabbard released were actually created by Russia. And anything that proves that Hillary Clinton is a crook was created by Russia. So just trust us, because there's nothing to this, you know, with the whole distraction hoax. So, yeah, it makes me mad as heck that I'm in this media bubble, and I screamed about it for 10 years. And it just seems like it's a losing battle. It's where do you go to? You know, how do you get people to focus on the fact that they're not getting the straight story? And too many people don't know they're not getting the straight story.
That's
unfortunately.
The problem. They don't know. You know, I read there was a letter to the editor, and you know, you're a newspaper guy, so there was a day that we would all open the opinion page here in St. Louis at the Post-Dispatch, and I'd read the letters to the editor on a regular basis. They still have them. They're kind of tucked away digitally on the website, but there was someone who was trying to make the case that NPR and PBS should be trusted, and that, you know, ripping on Fox, and everybody loves to rip on Fox. I watch a lot of Fox. I watch some CNN. I pay attention to a lot of these news sources, and I will tell you, like, let's just focus on the immigration issue and nothing else. The only news outlet that was consistently reporting on the immigration issue and the millions of people that were flooding across the border, including male Chinese nationals and people from Africa, every single day, Bill Malusian and Fox, they were on that story. And they were accurately on that story. The rest of the media just completely ignored it. So there's this perception out there because it's Fox and that they're owned by the Republicans. But the truth of the matter is, and look, there's certainly some bias in Fox, and they're favorable more to the Trump side than, you know, than others, and certainly more than CNN. But you have a situation where there's this assumption, because of the hatred of Trump, that the ABC narrative, the NBC narrative, the PBS or the NPR narrative is the right one because those are the trusted sources. And Frank, I've said this before many times on the show. As someone trained in journalism, I'm a little embarrassed to say that. As someone who went to the University of Missouri, have a bachelor in journalism, I've been a news director, I've been a news anchor. When Trump first started saying the media is the enemy of the people, I thought it was ridiculous. I was revolted by that. I thought it was embarrassing. We need the media to play an important role. I still believe that part. But he was absolutely right that the media, they continue to be the enemy of the people.
Right. Well, I had to write a column back then to defend Trump, because what he literally said was the fake news is the enemy of the people.
Right.
And so I wrote a column saying, you know, he's talking about these people that lie and distort, and that we know that is the enemy of democracy, the enemy of the republic, the enemy of the people, because without a straight information news source, you can't make informed decisions. And that's what concerns me, because after Trump goes, you know, in 3 years, I don't know what's coming next, but I don't think there's ever going to be anybody who can wield a hammer like Trump can to, you know, put people in their place. So good luck, America. We definitely will need it.
Yeah, and it's probably only going to get worse. And I think one of the reasons is you have these young people, and you know, they feel, and I think this is being taught in journalism schools, that their role is to be advocates. That, you know, that's not how you were trained or how you ran a newspaper. It's not how I ran a newsroom. But they feel that there's a greater good here, especially when it comes to these, you know, cultural issues like the trans issue and everything. There's no Washington Post did a piece over the weekend on Sunday about this family, I think out in your neck of the woods. I think it was in one of the Dakotas that had opened a bookstore, and they have to move now because of one of the bathroom bills that was passed. But there's never an attempt by the Washington Post and the New York Times to put into perspective the victims that had to change in front of Tim Thomas and others in locker rooms and being exposed to male genitalia. They don't ever do any kind of, you know, portrait of a little girl who's been a victim, like a softball player in Minnesota, of a kid who has, you know, a biological boy's makeup who's smoking the girls in the competition. So they always want to pull at the heartstrings from one angle. They never want to do it from the other angle. I'd have more respect. You can do your story about the trans kid moving out of South Dakota because the parents don't like the legislation. But how about the other perspective where there are also victims? Not even in the sports media, Frank. They're the worst. ESPN and the sports folks, they're even worse than the regular media.
Yeah, absolutely. But you don't have to go far to find this kind of fake, you know, or failure to focus on the correct person, because this DC story about Trump trying to salvage some kind of dignity for our Capitol, they will never go and talk to the residents of DC and say, hey, is it dangerous here? They're just like, oh no, he's making it up, it's a distraction. When everybody who has talked to anybody that lives there knows very well that it's a very dangerous city. And, you know, Trump is right.
A rare exception to that, and I played it earlier on the show, is Joe Scarborough, of all people, had to be honest about that. He kind of was forced to be honest about it. So there's a little bit out there. And I will say this, you know, because I do give credit where credit is due. There was an attempt by Kristen Welker and a couple others to hold, you know, some of these folks on the issue of redistricting and the gerrymandering, you know, like our friend J.B. Pritzker across the river, holding their feet to the fire a little bit, recognizing the hypocrisy. I don't know if these reporters finally realize, okay, we got to at least go down this hole because it's so hypocritical. But I did see some of them pressing, you know, Pritzker and Hochul and some of the others, which is kind of amazing. So maybe there's just a little hope out there, but not too much overall. Frank, it's great to hook up with you. I hope all is well. I appreciate you coming on tonight.
Thanks, Mark.
All right, take care. Audio cut of the day is around the corner.
Get more at 971talk.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.